It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast. Common ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells. And I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking and communicating with one another because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
It is time now for our Common Ground segment. This evening, we're going to discuss the bipartisan treatment of foreign policy and foreign aid. Joining me tonight, two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran and Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. Senator, thanks for being here.
Great to be with
you. Appreciate you both being here. Senator Bennett, let me start with you. Obviously, we saw what Iran did and the failed attack on Israel. The next steps, we don't know. But what's the sense about the importance of this moment in the Middle East?
I think the most important thing coming out of this weekend was the way we led our allies in the response to Iran incredibly effectively. And the limitations of their weapons have been demonstrated. The overpowering defense that we were able to provide with Israel was extraordinary. And I think it actually has reset for a moment the balance of power. Whether that's enough to deter Iran, I think Jerry and I both know, being members of the Intelligence Committee, we will never take that for granted. And every day that comes forward, we're going to have to make a reassessment about where things are. But I think this was a very good weekend for Israel and for our allies.
And you all have common ground on this. You support the funding for Israel as well as other funding. Senator Moran, what's your take on this?
Well, exactly what Michael Bennett said is true. I would also add that it's an impetus for us to get our work done here in Congress. The focus is back again on the emergency national security supplemental, which is hugely important for Ukraine, for Israel, for Taiwan and the South China Sea, but sometimes missing in that list of what it's important for. It's important for the United States of America. This is about our national security. And so what transpired over the weekend in Israel with the Iranian attack, I mean, it crosses a red line. It's historic. This is not what's been happening before. And it was great to see the response of some of our allies in the Middle East, even helping in that regard.
And what happens next is really the question, what Israel's response is, what our response to that response is. Here's the Treasury Secretary being asked about possible new sanctions on Iran.
All options to disrupt terrorist financing of Iran continue to be on the table. We have acted against UAV and ballistic missile procurement networks, assassination rings, and terrorist networks. So I fully expect we will take additional sanctions action.
Senator Bennett, you mentioned Iran and, you know, putting the pressure on them and that they are still a real threat in that region. There obviously is criticism of the Biden administration from the right that perhaps the sanctions haven't been fully implemented and they have a lot of money that they're spending, including on terrorist proxies. What's the response to that, knowing what you know on this committee?
I think knowing what I know on this committee, Brett, I think it's fair to say there should be criticism of administrations on both sides of the aisle. You look at what's happened over the last 15 years as Iran has been able to build up those proxies, you know, in Yemen, Iraq, in Lebanon, and they have been able to forge influence in the region that is much more substantial than anything that they had 10 or 15 years ago. Their proxies have been much more successful. And we're going to have to push back against that. And whether it's economic sanctions, whether it's what you saw over the weekend, whether it's making sure that we're doing everything to clamp down on their ability to sell oil, that we're doing what's needed in terms of their nuclear program.
We'll continue right after this.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
This is the kind of thing, by the way, that shouldn't change from Democratic to Republican administrations. You know, during the Cold War, we made mistakes. We certainly made mistakes. But in general, every president knew what their job was with respect to the Cold War, with respect to our allies, what our relationship in NATO was. It's my hope that as we get through this Ukraine funding and we actually get it done, and we've stood up, as Jerry said, for America's national security, for America's national defense, there will be a new consensus that will emerge, kind of like that old consensus that was bipartisan and lasted from a Democratic administration.
Speaking of that, obviously there's a pushback in the House, specifically on the Ukraine funding. You saw it a little bit in the Senate with several senators speaking out, including Senator Vance from Ohio. Take a listen.
The Israelis will need this stuff. The Taiwanese need this stuff. And of course, America needs this stuff. Can we possibly fight all of those conflicts at once? No, the math just doesn't make sense. So what we should be doing is with Ukraine, encouraging them to take a defensive posture, not these disastrous counteroffensive the Biden administration has been promoting.
He was talking there about 155 millimeter artillery shells and, you know, that we need them and other things. He went on to, in a New York Times opinion page, Senator Moran, say that it's just not going to work. The money that we're giving them is not going to turn the tide. And, you know, if it's good for American business, that shouldn't be the notion in his pushback. And he's getting some support in the House on these fronts that he's making.
He is. It's like many things. I think if the American people, I mean, I have these conversations with Kansans. They're worried about the money being spent. Is it going to be effective? Does it, you know, how long is the war going to go on? But if you bring this closer to home, in fact, back to home, you can convince people that this is worthwhile. Ukraine is a worthwhile, noble calling. And I would say that we do have the capability to deal in more than one front, more than two fronts. And I would say that if we don't address the assistance to Ukraine, if we allow Putin to be successful in Ukraine, we're creating huge problems, more than we will have otherwise. We got to send the message to the world, mostly to the Communist Party in China and to Iran and its subsidiaries, that the United States is going to back Ukraine and Ukraine can be successful. And it is about the future of the United States and whether or not we are consistent in our efforts. Ukraine needs the ability to be successful, and that makes us safer in the Middle East and makes us safer in the South China Sea.
And Senator Bennett, I know you've pushed back specifically on Senator Vance, and you wrote an op-ed about that, but your thought is that Putin doesn't stop there, that this is really in our national security interest?
Jerry knows this from being on the Intelligence Committee. I'm not going to reveal any intelligence. I hope it won't surprise anybody to know that there's no sign anywhere that Putin is ready to have a negotiation with the Ukrainian people. And Brett, I don't need to know that Ukraine has fought as bravely as they have for the last 2 years. I don't need to know that they've taken back half the territory that Putin stole from them, or that they've stood on the tip of the spear for democracy all over the world. I do know that, but that's only a benefit on top of our national security. For $60 billion, that sounds like a lot of money. Compare that to the $3 trillion that we spent in the Middle East, you know, where we had our own troops on the ground dying in the Middle East. Compared that to the proposition we have right now, which is the chance to spend $60 billion more dollars retooling our armaments in the, you know, defense industry in the United States of America, which, by the way, is not about propping up industry. It's about our national security to be able to not only support Ukraine in their fight against Putin and push back on Putin, but send a message to Xi Jinping and the rest of the world that we're not going to abandon our friends. That I'm not going to say that that's cheap, but I am going to say that it's cheap compared to a lot of other investments that we've made and far more effective. And I think that's actually what the math compels.
Yeah, and we've done a lot of stories about all the stuff that's in the supplemental that you all passed, including $6 billion for subs and other building up of the American infrastructure. But last word here, Senator.
Brett, my Republican colleagues and I were very critical of the Biden administration as we came out of Afghanistan. That the way that we left people behind, and it is the same story. I tell my Republican colleagues, we were rightfully irate at what happened as we came out of Afghanistan. This is the, and that sent a message. In fact, I think it may be a starting point for some of the things we're encountering in today's world. But we sent a message to our adversaries that we're feckless, we are not faithful, and we sent a message to our allies that we may not hang with them. And I tell my Republican colleagues who are critical of the support of Ukraine, this is the same thing. We are sending another message just like the one that we despised just a year or so ago.
You all worked together before on a number of bills, agriculture. We should point out you're both members of the Army Caucus, the Aerospace Caucus, and the Sportsman's Caucus. Little known facts.
Could you point out that I'm the chairman of the Army Caucus?
Oh, there you go.
I'm happy to follow his orders.
But you guys do work together.
We work together all the time, and it's good to be together here. I really do think this is, if we can get through this week and we can stand up for the country, maybe we could create a whole new politics here that actually supports the national interests of the country. That's what I think we're trying to do.
This is a time for us to come together. The threats are real.
Okay. Senators, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.